You're here with Dave and Faisal. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, we got to wrap up this show. We've had some great input from Miles about the 2018 that was, the 2019 that could be. It's been a gut check time. We talked about this in the first segment for a lot of people. It's been scary, all of these things. Okay. We did some focus groups. That was interesting. Focus group conversations with clients.
So we basically took a bunch of our clients, put them in a round table. First, we had to feed them so they would be honest with us. Open up a few bottles of vino, and
right.
they were quite happy with that. So then they could be totally honest with us.
Lots of conversation, yeah. Lots of conversation about lots of different topics. But one that was interesting, and it's not just the focus groups. We hear it from people we talk to just
absolutely
in the street, right? Is I want zero loss. My expectation is zero downside. Zero downside. Okay.
Which is great.
Oh, yeah.
I love the honesty.
Right. Zero downside. Now, is that achievable?
Yes.
It is achievable.
Yes.
Is it achievable at the same time as you maximize upside?
Yes.
Okay.
Our listeners know that I am the growth guy on the team. I am aggressive comparisons to you. Mm-hmm. I'm not aggressive comparisons to a lot of other mm-hmm. investment advisors or money managers out there. But I'm aggressive, meaning right. I'm the stock guy.
Right.
And I'm saying today that people can have zero losses and maximize return.
Given
the fact what maximizing is defined as.
Right, right.
Okay. You cannot take more than the risk-free rate without risk. That's why it's called the risk-free rate.
Right.
Today, my benchmark for risk-free is GICs.
Right.
We talked to Miles about this earlier. The risk-free rate, we're going to use an easy number mm-hmm. of 3%.
Well, you got to explain that. That's laddered. Okay. That's not a short-term.
That's not a one-year GIC. That's taking your money and spreading it through 5 years, from 1 to 5 years, putting about 1/5 in each year. Your average will be around 3%. We'll make an easy number there. And that's the risk-free rate.
Okay.
If your financial situation requires you to take more of a return than 3%.
Or need more of a
or
return.
Or need.
Yeah.
We'll say need for now. Then you are going to take on volatility and risk.
Right.
There is nothing that's risk-free above 3%. Let's put that out there.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
2 years ago, it was 2%.
Yeah. It's gotten better. It's more attractive today than it was a year ago.
Risk-free has gotten better.
Yeah.
So people need to gut check and say, can I tolerate volatility?
Right.
Now, what does volatility mean?
Right.
First of all, when we talk about volatility, and I'll refer to a company by the name of Callan Capital Management.
Mm-hmm.
These guys do pension analysis around the United States, and they came out with saying a conservative investor, which is what people who are looking for low risk call themselves, a conservative investor. If they are willing to take on, if they need a 4.5% rate of return,
mm-hmm.
they need to take on 5% standard deviation.
Okay, let's explain that.
That's what I need to talk about.
Okay.
Because those of you who don't recall your stats class, or those of you who are not sure of what the heck I'm talking about, whatever number I just said, 5%, times it by 2, multiply it by 2. That's a 10% swing of your portfolio, plus or minus. Let me make it in dollar form. If mm-hmm. you have a $1 million portfolio and you have a 5% standard deviation, you have to be comfortable to take a positive or negative $100,000 swing
mm-hmm.
to reach the goal of 4.5% average rate of return.
Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about the upside. If you beat it, that's great. But that downside,
that's what you have to be.
Right.
So almost 50% of the time,
mm-hmm.
you should expect between negative $1 mm-hmm. to negative $100,000. That's what you have to be comfortable with. When will that negative $100,000 happen? Nobody knows.
Right.
So we cannot forecast that in advance.
Right.
Okay. And so this is where the gut check comes into play. If that $100,000 in our example is too much for you to handle, then you need to make decisions today. It's a reset. We're going to make decisions going forward. The reset today is, if I cannot handle, I have $1 million and I can't handle a $100,000 swing, I now have to say, what am I most comfortable with?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a zero, meaning I'm not willing to take any losses,
mm-hmm.
then I might have to sacrifice, forego, or change my spending habits
right.
because the income that I can take from my retirement may not be able to reach my lifestyle that I wanted.
Without encroaching on principle.
Well, no, with encroaching on principle, but not running out of money over your lifetime.
Right.
So the definition of risk to me, the growth guy, is living to 90 but running out of money when you're 80.
Right.
The risk to other people is ever seeing a drop in your portfolio.
Right.
Okay. So I think people need to have a gut check here. More importantly, you need to talk to your advisor about the alternatives and what is available to you today.
Well, and start with the planning, Faisal. Let's go back to that, right? I mean, we've talked about this repeatedly. This should not be a back of the napkin kind of a calculation. You can go and you can do the mathematical work to figure out where your plan breaks down. Stress test it, right?
Yep.
Do a scenario analysis that says, hey, what if nothing I own ever makes money again? Nothing.
So a zero rate of return.
Or even a negative. Pick it, right? Nothing makes money. Wonder what I can do. What happens to my plan? And start figuring out what the ranges are. And I think that's what's important, right?
Correct.
You can't necessarily alleviate fear with facts.
So
right?
This is what we say this in our book. Okay, so any of you listening, if you want a free copy of our book, go to morethanmoneyradio.com and ask for a free copy of our book. We'll send you the electronic version or a paperback version, not a problem. Because in that book, mm-hmm. we talk about the probability of success.
Right.
And one example we talk about is 70 to 75% probability, which means when we went through Richard and Sarah, which is the name in our story, we went through every market condition given their financial situation since 1935.
Mm-hmm.
There was a probability that 70 to 75% of the time they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
That means there's a 1 in 4 chance they can't.
Right.
And they have to make a decision. Now, if you don't know those numbers, those probabilities,
right.
then there's a problem.
Right.
But if you do know, that's we're in a spot this year where it didn't work out.
Right. And listen, this, as bad as it maybe feels in 2018, this isn't a bad year.
But look, the Toronto stock market on average over the last 5 years, and I'm rounding
yeah,
up here,
yeah.
has averaged 1% return
right.
per year.
Right.
Average.
Right.
That doesn't work in most people's financial plan.
Right.
But that's where the 1 in 4 chances of it not working come into play.
Right.
And so you have to be willing to take that kind of risk if you want the outcome of that. Do not just assume the rate of return that's in that plan and say, okay, that's fine. We'll just go after that.
Right.
And stress whatever test. You
yeah.
stress test.
Stress test.
And understand that there's a probability that things will go wrong.
Yeah.
And so those who've been focused on the Canadian market, dividend paying stocks, whatever, right, has seen an average of 1% growth on the TSX plus dividend, call it 2 or 3%. People are now saying, well, I could have just buy GICs and call it better, call it a day.
Right.
And they're right.
Right.
But what are you going to give up? And I think that's where I want to spend 1 minute really quickly on
okay.
this. People who are choosing to take less in their volatility and take a certain guarantee in return
yeah.
have to understand there might be a sacrifice in their lifestyle needs.
Right.
But that's a choice that empowers you to do things. It's okay. And we've talked about living with keeping up with the Joneses and stuff like
yep.
that in the past.
Yep.
I'm saying that again. You do not have to spend what you want to spend if you're not comfortable with the risk you need to take to spend what you want to spend.
That's right.
You have choice.
Right.
So enjoy that choice. You are fortunate enough to have choice. There are many people around the world that have no choice.
Right.
You know? So I think this is a good time that we look at that and kind of just reflect on what we're willing to do.
Okay. Let's wrap it up, my friend.
Right.
It was a good show today. At least I feel it was. Lots
yes.
of good information. We've got a seminar coming up. We're going to continue this conversation in the new year in an effort to educate everybody about this process of transitioning into retirement.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the things that most individuals don't know about volatility and risk and how to bulletproof your retirement on Tuesday, January 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. You need to reserve your seat. So give us a call at 966-8400. That's 966-8400 or register online at www.morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right. And don't forget that you can access any of our past segments at morethanmoneyradio.com, or you can have them delivered directly to you by searching for More Than Money CHQR on Apple Podcasts or in your favorite podcast app. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money. A Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.